views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cornelia Stephanie. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, your wake up to love, global galactic actions for a new earth. I'm so excited to be with you again today. We're live on Facebook. And wouldn't you know it, we had a few technical glitches. And so we just have to roll with it. And this is my first live Facebook. And so I have to roll with it too. My very special guest is with me again, and this is our segment continuing from last week that is with Charlene Hess. Charlene, are you there?
I'm here, Cornelia. Hello, everyone.
Yay. Welcome to the show, Charlene.
Thank you.
So wonderful. It's wonderful to have you back. Last week, we had a conversation about what it's like to be emotionally wealthy. And I'm one of those people that helps people become emotionally wealthy. And people experience great results. And you and I are having this dynamic conversation talking about what happens after we release some of the core wounding from our physical bodies, and here we are in a totally new vibration, but it wasn't always like this. And so would you share from your point of view where you are in your life today and how much emotional processing has made a difference in your life?
Absolutely. Thank you. So it's interesting. As a hairdresser, and I have a lot of clients that I have been doing for years. And yesterday I had a client that I have been doing her hair for 20 years. And I was telling her that I'm going to be on this radio program, and we were talking a little bit about, and she said, "You know what, Charlene, you are a completely different person. Mm-hmm. I have watched you over the last 20 years grow and change so much." And it was really interesting to be able to hear that from a perspective of somebody who's been watching me on the outside just as a client coming in. And it was really exciting to be able to share with her all along the journey how really the secret is to process your emotions through your body to be able to break through to the other side. I had done years and years and years of traditional counseling, and it gave me some really good tools. But the breakthrough didn't happen until after I started working with Cornelia as my life coach, and we started working on processing all of the stored emotions and transforming my life. I went from being in a really overly religiously controlled religious background in my marriage. I was married to a man with narcissistic personality disorder, and I just felt like my life was completely out of control and not my own. And through the emotional processing, I'm able to stand here today and have a completely different life, to the point that my clients say, "You're a completely different person." So that's been part of the experience.
That's so amazing that you just heard that yesterday. It's a testimonial about how you're also transforming, helping other people transform in their environment too, because this information, your vibration is rippling out and I know is inspiring a lot of people because you are a change maker. You are one who has a powerful influence in your community because you're also a fitness coach and you've also taken the My Wholeness certification course and you started coaching clients private sessions. And so it's just amazing what has happened since we both have transformed our life with this work. And as I'm thinking about my own journey and how this whole, all of this work began. So I thought it would be great for me to share with the listeners today, because there's so many people that are having challenges right now with their relationships might be falling apart, or there might be losing their jobs, or they have health challenges, or with what's going on out there in the world, you know, where you're looking out there and you're going, there's chaos. How can you be in peace, right? And so it's all part of the process. It's all part of the release process and the emotional processing, which we're going to talk about more and more as we go on, because I'm going to have you on again, and I'm going to interview you with your brilliant and beautiful story, because you've overcome a lot of things in your life also. But when this work first began for me was back in 2010, when I was in discovery of this emotional core wounding. And that's when I found out that there's really only a handful of core emotional wounds that we as humanity all have in common and that we have to transcend, because we're building a new world. And part of our humanity, where we've come from, we have been conditioned to suppress our emotional truth, to suppress our emotions, because we haven't felt safe to talk about what's really our truth. We haven't felt safe to express with our voice what we really feel, because for many reasons, because of our upbringing and whatever. And so that was part of my journey, and that's how I discovered the handful of emotional core wounds. And I want to tell everybody what they are. We touched on two of them last week. And what we touched on is, what is life like now after betrayal? And when you and I first started talking, Charlene, you couldn't even remember what it was like to feel betrayed or betrayal, because that wound has been transcended and transformed. And once you become neutralized, you are then coming from, acting from, emitting from a neutral place, like an observer would, because every event is basically neutral. It's only the way that we react to it. But if you still have that vibrational core wound of betrayal in your bioenergy field, in your physical body, your relationships are going to be triggering that for you so that you can release that. And the opposite of betrayal, if we go back to the beginning of time, because that's where I clear from, that's where I work from, I take where I am now and then I clear all of my experience that I'm having here now, and I take it all the way back to another lifetime, and then I take it back to the beginning of time. And if I go back to the beginning of time, the core wound of betrayal has been on this planet for a long time, even when we're talking about, and I don't know much about the religious piece, but I do know that Jesus was betrayed also. So it's really important that we now clear that core wound once and for all and vibrate to the opposite of that betrayal, and that is 100% trust. Trust in ourselves, trust in our relationships, trust in life, trust in the universe, trust in God, trust in Source, whatever your belief system is, whatever your conditioning is, so that we can show our children so that we can show our brothers and sisters what it's like to live in a frequency of trust. And when I first asked you, Charlene, to come on the show, your text back to me said, absolutely, would love to come on the show. I don't know what it's about, but I trust you. I trust you. And so what that was so amazing, because that tells me that you have totally learned how to trust yourself. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have anything to add about what I just said?
I definitely. I have seen both sides of healing all of the core wounds, and I didn't even have a language for them at the time. And as I would have lots of pain and discomfort and irritation and agitation, and I wasn't able to pinpoint where is it coming from. It was just sort of this constant state of being where I just knew that I was unhappy and I didn't know exactly how to fix it or what it was. And through working with being able to identify that this is actually a core wound, that I am feeling this sense of betrayal, or I am really feeling abandonment, and being able to go back to where it originated and really feel the feelings that I, at the time, didn't feel. I didn't feel safe to feel abandonment at the time I was being abandoned. And so those emotions were stored. And so going through and being able to look at that and to be able to really sit and not just analyze it intellectually and say, oh, that's where that came from, but to really sit with it as that 10-year-old and to feel exactly what it feels like to be abandoned and to tap into those emotions and to be able to cry and release them, and then to be able to recognize in future circumstances that that core wound is being triggered. But every time that I feel that feeling, and every time I'm able to tap into and identify where this is coming from and what this is about, I'm able to transmute it so quickly. Like you said at the beginning of our conversation yesterday, I had a really hard time trying to recall a time of betrayal or a time of abandonment. And it really comes to that place where as you continue to do the work and as you continue to stay conscious and process things as they come, the more quickly you're able to go from that feeling of abandonment to that feeling of trust.
Beautiful. So well said. That is why you make such a dynamic coach, Charlene, because you're brilliant. You're absolutely brilliant. Everything that you just said, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And we're going to try to get you live on Facebook so we can, you and I can see each other, because, hey, I want to do this together. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm.
We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and I have with me now live, yay, Charlene Hess. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. And Charlene, guess what?
What?
It's your birthday today.
Yes, it is. Today is my birthday.
Today's your birthday. And of course, you know me. You know how I do things. So I have a very special surprise for you.
You do.
I do. And because we are live, this is the perfect way to do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlene. Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you. What a wonderful surprise, Dieter and Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yes, it's, you know how we love birthdays, how we do birthdays, we celebrate, and I know that you've got an amazing weekend planned for yourself, and it wasn't always like this, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Because
one of the reasons that birthdays are such a big deal to me and why I love having birthdays is because, being my mother's 13th child, I am the youngest of a very big family, and it was only on my birthday that I actually had a name, because the rest of the time I was just one of so many. So birthdays are a really important deal for me because it's a time for me to be able to really accept feeling loved and appreciated and celebrated. And my birthdays are very different now than they were many, many years ago. So I am celebrating alive, empowered, and feeling amazing and loving every single moment of my life.
And it's beautiful because now you're at a place in your life, and I'm at that place too, where it all becomes a celebration. It becomes a celebration to be alive because we know we were not always celebrated. We know we weren't always honored. We know we weren't always respected. We know we weren't always feeling good enough. We know there was so much energy, like you said earlier, where we were preoccupied with that needed to be healed and loved, that now life is a celebration. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to celebrate not just our birthday, but celebrate full out and play full out in our life. And right. So I feel the same way about the birthday piece because of my upbringing. Also, I didn't have very many birthday memories that where I was happy to be who I am. And I had mm-hmm. self-hatred at my core. So overcoming that and now vibrating and being a state of love and celebrating, even if it's just me by myself, that is also a fun thing to do. It doesn't always have to be a big thing, but that inner celebration that takes place. So happy birthday, and may everything that you imagine to create unfold for you a thousandfold. Yeah. 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 So
thank you so much.
Yes. Now back to the show. Now, last week we were talking about the core wounds, and we were talking about abandonment, and the opposite of abandonment is once we stop abandoning ourselves, then we won't see that anymore in our relationships. The same thing with betrayal. Once we stop betraying mm-hmm. ourselves, we won't see that mirrored in our relationships. And the core wounds, the other core wounds that I want to address today are the ones of not being worthy, not feeling good enough, and being a victim. Being a victim, those two are also extremely important to neutralize. Right. When and so now let's see if you can actually remember a story of where you used to make choices where you didn't feel worthy in your life to create the best life and live the best life that you have now, doing everything that you love. Do you remember a time where you were like, because I can tell you many times where I wasn't feeling good enough to accept higher vibration, right? Not being worthy, not feeling good enough. Mm-hmm. Do you remember a time? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Sure. That the not good enough piece is actually the deepest one that came from my abandonment. And when you have that feeling of abandonment, when your parents physically abandon you, you instantly go to, it's because I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm unworthy of love. And so that one is a huge, huge core wound that for me was probably the biggest one to overcome that was directly linked with the abandonment piece. And so it was a way that I operated in my life. It wasn't so much this thing that I would like believe or even know that I believed. It was something that was just showing up in that I wouldn't step up and step out in ways that my heart came to me. My heart, I would want to step out and say something to somebody or ask for something or offer something. But I felt, oh, I shouldn't say that because I'm everybody else is better than me. And then I go into that whole comparison mode. And that's a really big thing that when you have that feeling of unworthiness or that not good enough piece, we find ways to validate that belief. And one way of doing that is by looking at what other people are doing, looking at the things that they're saying and instantly going into comparison of, oh, well, they're doing better than I am. They deserve to have more. They deserve to be more. They must feel, you know, better about themselves than I do. So that makes me less worthy. And so you keep looking for evidence to validate that subconscious belief that you have going on in the background that you're not good enough. And so you tend to sabotage things that are happening in your life, good things that are coming your way. And I didn't accept them. I didn't receive, like I'd said last show, there were times when people wanted to reach out and love me. And I thought, well, I'm not worthy of that. And so I can't really accept that. And even birthday wishes in the past where I didn't feel like I wanted to celebrate like I do now because I didn't feel worthy being celebrated, of being put on the spot, of people looking at me and honoring me. And when they would sing happy birthday to me or give me a compliment, I would just shut down and think, oh no, I'd instantly dismiss the compliment and say, oh, well, and make an excuse for it. And I see people do that all the time. And that's really good. Are you playing with that unworthiness piece, that not good enough piece?
Yes. And isn't it interesting? How is that in relationship to your children today? So the fact that you neutralize this core wound and you are now vibrating and making choices and decisions that act from a place of high esteem and high worth. And how does that reflect? Because you have adult children. How does that play out in that?
Well, a couple of ways. One is the way that my children were raised in my marriage, they were very much taught not to respect me. And I allowed that form of disrespect. I allowed my children to be verbally disrespectful to me, as well as physically disrespectful to me. And it was really hard to be able to set that boundary. And so now that I have put that in place and I have these really strong boundaries, I have an absolutely amazing relationship with both of my children. Neutralizing that while my daughter was still quite young, she comes to a place where she just approaches life with, you know, full acceptance and love. She has this thought or this belief of course people like me, why wouldn't they? And it's a really beautiful thing to see. And with my son, he's my older child. And so he lived in a dysfunctional relationship with me for a longer period of time before I finally left my marriage. And so that one was a much harder piece because we have been working on that piece of worthiness where he can see that I'm showing him, I know I'm worthy of love and respect. And for him to be able to change our relationship dynamics and for him to be able to step up and also see in his life how he is worthy of love and of respect. And so we have been really enjoying having a really fun, playful relationship, which it hasn't always been like that.
And the work that you're doing within yourself, and this is what we want to say to all our listeners and anyone that is in the awakening path that's ready to accept full responsibility for their bioenergy field, for their life, for what's showing up in their life, that emotional process is the key to liberation. And what you're doing is going to ripple out to your communities. It's going to ripple out to your family. It's going to go seven generations forward and backward in your ancestral lineage. So it's really important. And thank you so much, Charlene, for the work that you're doing with your kids, because they're going to have children. And because of them vibrating to a place of worth and value and high esteem, they're going to create an environment that we all want to live in, because we're setting the stage for them. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. I'm here with my special guest, Charlene Hess. Welcome back to the show, Charlene.
Thank you. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. And so we're having an amazing conversation talking about the transcendence of the emotional core wounds and what life looks like living beyond them after lots of pain, lots of grieving, lots of when is this going to stop, lots of that. And so you shared with us about some of your unworthiness issues. And so when I first discovered the emotional core wound of not being worthy, I was really shocked because intellectually I understood that how amazing I am. Yet inside of myself, I still felt not worthy, not good enough to bring that, again, that match with that belief, to bring it in congruent and alignment. And so I would have experiences in relationships, or I would be reaching for higher vibrational ways of living and being, and then I would get triggered, and that would trigger the core wound of not feeling good enough. And that's when I realized, okay, so this is how the transcendence is happening, is by me really releasing that old energy out of my physical body and letting go of the feelings of not good enough, because we're constantly walking around on earth saying, look at me, I'm worthy, I want to feel good, I want to do good things, right? And so, but when you're still feeling good enough, you're constantly sabotaging yourself or holding yourself back. And so that was also a very big one for me. Not quite as painful, not quite as emotionally painful, because it was just a way that we behaved. And to now make decisions and come from a place of, I am worthy, to make decisions to come from a place of I am worthy, which means that we as a humanity are worthy. We as the divine feminine is worthy. We are here creating our new world. The children are worthy. We're worthy to live our best life. And this is not something that we have to prove, to work harder, to do this, to prove to somebody, please, will you accept me because I'm feeling not good enough? The key is to release those emotions and transcend that and move into that place of worth, and then start making choices, even if it means letting go of relationships that are no longer valuing you, because worth all has to do with what you value. And it has to do with you respecting you, because not good enough, not worthy, is a lack of respect. It's a lack of respect. And so part of that whole transcendence is you being able to respect yourself and making choices from that place, that I am worthy. And then you start making decisions and the mirrors, the relationships that come in, they start reflecting that back to you. And all of a sudden you've turned the corner and you're coming from a higher vibrational way of living and being. And it was really interesting for me through that time because I was in meditation. And so this was like 3 years after working with this energy, because at first, when this work was first discovered, it took a long time back then to transcend that energy. Not like it is today. People can shift so fast today. It's amazing how quickly people can shift. You can shift right here today and make peace with your past and transcend this. You don't have to take it into tomorrow because it's all happening now, right? And so part of what I realized is 3 years ago, I'm sitting in meditation and I'm having just a wonderful, wonderful meditation. And suddenly a tear goes down my face. A tear rolls down my face. And it was one tear. And it was a tear of joy and a tear of sadness. And what it was about is that I could not believe that I ever used to have a thought that was attached to a belief, that was attached to an emotional core wound, that I'm not worthy, and that I used to make choices and decisions that reflected that belief unconsciously. Mm-hmm. That was the realization. So that was 3 years ago. And since that time, have been vibing the high vibe of I am worthy. And so it's right. Amazing because we're producing amazing results as you're experiencing yourself in your relationships with your life, with your kids, with your family, because you've taken the wholeness certification course and it was a powerful weekend and that you're now using as your own also in your own practice with your own clients. You're still doing hair, but you're also doing fitness coaching. And how is that working out for you?
Great. Fantastic. And that is exactly what I'm doing is I work with that as being the fitness coach, as well as I am taking clients as life coaching one-on-one sessions as well to help people walk through the emotional processing of identifying their false beliefs, identifying the beliefs that are working in the background and breaking through them. And you know, Cornelia, unworthiness really, I think, is one that even if it's not a deep wound, if it's not your main one, it's one that we all operate from. And like I had said early, one way is, you know, somebody will compliment you and you will dismiss it. And people think that, you know, we're being polite by dismissing it. And it's not. It's a way mm-hmm. of saying that I don't believe that. I don't believe I'm worthy of that. And so it's really a very deep one for a lot of people. And I think it's one to really look at first and then looking at all the rest of them that feed into that same one.
Another wound that I want to just quickly bring up, and even though, because there's a handful, it's betrayal, abandonment, victim, shame is the biggest one. It's the most ugliest one. It's the nastiest one, because can you imagine when we were children, we were told, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Mm-hmm. Shame on you. Do you remember that? And that's why that's not okay to use in your language anymore, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not okay to put shame on anybody. Why would anyone want to have tar put on them? Because the opposite of shame is radiance. And we're looking at radiance right now, looking at you, looking at me. We used to feel ashamed of our power. We used to feel ashamed of being in our authority. We used to feel ashamed of claiming our worth. So shame is another big one that we'll talk about at another time. But another piece that I want to get into right now, this is the one, the juicy one, because we both healed from having a diseased organ within our bodies. And I did myself, and also you did. And so I want to talk about that. And so for me, what mine was, and then how we coached you through yours and what took place and where you are with that today. So that's mm-hmm. going to be next. So for me, what it was, I had two huge cysts by the size of lemons on my ovaries, one on each side. And when I went into the doctor, they recommended that I have my ovaries removed. because of the cysts. And then they also recommended that I get tested for endometrium cancer. And so I went ahead and I made all the appointments because of that fear that was instilled in me at the time. And I was already, this was back in 2011, and I was already in the process of this emotional core work, coaching, developing all of this work. And I was practicing and I was teaching others and helping others, you know, because we teach what we need to learn. And I'm coaching you and I'm coaching others and helping people transcend their lives. And so, and then all of a sudden I sat and I realized, my gosh, you know, here I am. I'm at a place now where I have this emotional suppression in my body, because what the emotional suppression is in the body, in the physical body, it was anger. I had boils inside my body. That's what the cysts were about, in the womb of creation, on my ovaries, on that's what the cysts was about. And I said, I'm going to heal it myself with my belief system, because I believe that I can heal my life. I believe that I can heal myself. And now that's the action I'm going to take. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to transcend it with nutrition, with changing my beliefs and releasing the anger that I stored in my body on those organs, because it was a continuous suppression that I chose to place my anger. That's the reason why the anger is such a powerful force when we suppress it in our body, because it causes disease, as we'll talk about the anger that you suppressed in your organ and which one it was, because it was in the gallbladder, and that is all part of that. So when I took responsibility for that, and I said, nope, I'm not going to let them do it. I'm not going to let them take the organ out. I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to heal this, and I'm going to transcend this. And so I canceled my appointment with cancer.
And I remember that.
I canceled my appointment with cancer, and I healed myself. And of course, I did a lot of work, and I went back to have it checked out. And there's no cysts; there's nothing left. And I had an ultrasound done again. You know, I go every year just to check to make sure that I'm in congruence with my own belief system. It's all working, and it's amazing what has happened. And because of that level of confidence, then I was able to support you and help you when you came to me and you told me about what was going on with you, and that now the doctor was telling you to have your gallbladder taken out because you were having severe attacks. And if I would have known 20 years ago or 25, 30 years ago, when I couldn't digest life, when I had my gallbladder removed, if I would have known then what I know now, there's no way I would have coached myself just like I did now, to have that organ removed, that I can heal this, because our bodies are able to self-regenerate and self-heal. There's times, of course, we need help from outside sources, and by no way am I saying that everybody should do this, but the people that are called to do it, they'll know what it is for them, and they will be called to do it. So we're going to take a break, Charlene, and thank you for listening, and we'll be right back, and then we'll continue, and we'll hear your story about what took place for you and the confidence that you gained after you healing yourself. We'll be right back.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie, your host. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. And I'm here with my beautiful friend, Charlene Hess. Welcome back to the show, Charlene.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we were talking about the last segment, we were talking about healing ourselves. And yes, there was a point in time where You got pretty sick. Why don't you tell us
about that? Yes. So I think that part of the core wound that I was operating from was that victim mentality, the feeling of victim, that I'm not in control, that I'm not in power. And so I had an experience where I was really struggling, and this was towards the final portion of when I had started to become clear that it was time to leave my marriage. And I was really struggling with gallbladder attacks, and I didn't know what they were at the time, but I was having up to 3 gallbladder attacks a week, and it was absolutely insane. And I felt so out of control, and I felt like a victim to my own body. Again, that part of my body is betraying me, and I have no control. It didn't matter what I ate. I was super clean. I didn't have a high-fat diet at all. I studied nutrition since I was 19 years old, and I knew all the right things to do, yet here I am, perfectly healthy, doing everything right, and my gallbladder is so full of stones that when they did the ultrasound, the woman said she hadn't seen anything like it, and that I absolutely needed to have my gallbladder removed. And I sat with that, and I thought, that's like, I don't want to do that. You have a gallbladder for a reason. And the family history of everyone in my family that had had the gallbladder surgery, it was not successful, and they had problems even after having their gallbladder removed. And so I just really sat with that, and I decided, because I had been doing the core wound work with you, and because I was working on emotional processing and becoming aware of how we store emotions in our body, that was when I had made the decision where I said, okay, I want to look at this. I want to look at what my other options are. And again, so I started doing some research, and I looked at, well, what is the gallbladder about? And it was very much about, like you had said earlier, you weren't digesting life. And I certainly was not digesting my life at all. I was holding in so much anger and so much resentment, and it was manifesting inside my body because I was choosing not to feel those feelings of anger, of rage, of resentment, because, well, good wives don't do that. And good Christian women, godly women, they most certainly don't do that either. And so I was I was doing my duty of being those things at the same time, completely suppressing every single thing in my life. And I came to that point to where I was able to keep keeping it stuffed, but my body wasn't. My body said no more. And it started to manifest disease. And so I realized, okay, I've got to transmute this. I have to change this. I'm making the choice for myself that I am not going to have my gallbladder removed. I'm not going to be a victim to my body. I'm not going to have doctors cut organs out of me. And not that I'm saying that that's the right choice for everybody, but I knew for me, I knew what it was about. And I knew that I could do this emotionally. And so I began the process. First, I completely changed my diet. Again, I did a lot of research to see what could be causing this other than a high fat diet. Because like I said, I didn't have one. And I changed my diet. And I started going through the feelings of allowing myself to feel angry, to feel the betrayal, to feel the frustration, to feel resentment. And it was amazing the release that happened. And ever since then, I literally within 2 weeks stopped having gallbladder attacks. The moment that I made the decision and I turned that off and I said, I'm done. I'm not going to suppress anymore. And I am going to start working on using visualization, using a changed diet, and I'm going to heal my body myself. And it was amazing. And I have no problems whatsoever. I went and had some blood work done recently, and in there they were able to test to see the function of the gallbladder, and they said functioning perfectly. And that was, I think, in 2011, 2012 maybe, and it's completely healed. And so it is possible to heal your body with your thoughts and with your beliefs, and we do have that power. It's not something that I by any means recommend to never have your gallbladder taken out. Everybody is an individual, and it's a very important to listen to your body. And for me, listening was to start with the emotional process first before I then made a decision medically.
Well, and also what happened is, I think that was actually in 2013 and, is when it took place. And, What really also happened is the fact that you had a coach and you had a partner that you were working with that was helping you through that. That was also a big piece, because I remember saying to you, Charlene, let's do this work. And if in 2 weeks from now, if you want to have your organ removed, you still can. But let's try this first, because you were talking to a person that first had their gallbladder removed, which I wish that I didn't, because now that I know about emotional processing. And so I just love what ended up happening and what we ended up creating together, what you ended up doing, you being your own healer, because it's never the person that heals you. It's you being the healer. And so even it doesn't matter who the person is. It's you being the healer, because it's your body that has the absolute ability to heal and regenerate itself. But you have to get your mind and you have to get your emotions processed out of your body in order to be able to have the healing take place. And so, right. And it's an amazing level of confidence now, what happened with you and how you're living your life and in the way that you inspire people now in your coaching work and everything that you're doing, with knowing that you're a healer and that you know how to navigate the emotional waters out there. And now you're vibrating from a place of empowerment, from I am worthy, I am healed, I am healing, I am whole. We have 2 minutes left and this show is already done. And it's, so how can people get a hold of you, Charlene?
They can reach me through my website, charlenehess.com, or either of my Facebook pages, Living Whole Beauty and Living Whole Fitness.
So I have a retreat that's coming up in 2 weeks, which you're coming to be part of. And, you know, part of my retreats is always expanding us to the next level. And so I'm inviting others to come and join us in this retreat, which is the 2 days after Thanksgiving. You can go to corneliastephanie.com and you can go under the menu bar under retreats, and there is a flyer there that you can register for the retreat, or you can message me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and let me know that you want to come to the retreat. We're going to be grounding in the new codes, the new energy for 2018. We're going to be talking about money, That's going to be a big one. And we're going to be doing that for one full day retreat. The other thing, if people want to work with me and they want to do personal sessions, I help people become emotionally wealthy. So if they want to get in contact with me, also message me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And now I wrote a book called Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, How I Use My Emotions to Heal My Life and My Body and How You Can Too. Everything is in this book. It's on Amazon, and it has a 21-day peace practice. It has a fear processing tool in there. It has the emotional processing tool in here. It has everything is loaded in this book, and it's all told in here. Get your copy on Amazon. Come join us at the retreat, and tune in again when we join Charlene in a week and a half. We're going to tell your story about the things that you've overcome in your life being the 13th child.
Yes.
Yes. So I look forward to it. Thank you so much for being here, Charlene.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful, wonderful show today. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you listeners for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.